This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here, Rob Center there, fabulous producer taking good care of us at all times and in all places on the news line with us. Now, John Colombo, he's an individual sales manager at the Geisinger Health Plan. Good morning, John. Thanks for checking in today.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, I really appreciate you checking in. We're going to talk more about Penny in a moment. But if folks aren't familiar with Geisinger Health Plan, explain precisely what it is and how it would be different from some other, just maybe a standard insurance plan that folks might sign up for.
Yeah, so Geisinger Health Plan is a rural health plan in Pennsylvania, mostly central and northeastern Pennsylvania. We offer employer group coverage, Medicare coverage. We have individual coverage on the marketplace, as well as participate in Pennsylvania Medicaid and CHIP.
All right, so and that's the Children's Insurance Program. Let's talk about Penny. This is the state's insurance exchange. Explain how Penny works.
So Penny was a bipartisan decision for Pennsylvania. What they did was healthcare.gov was the platform for the country for individual health insurance, the marketplace. What Penny was is that the marketplace would be moved to the state-based exchange. In the long-term effect should be to actually save both consumers and insurers money in the long run. But you would go to penny.com or call them or to your insurance company, and they help you through to pick up individual health insurance and help get subsidized coverage because the premiums can be expensive.
All right, so going through Penny could lead you to GHP if you make those selections. That would be one of your options, to be clear on this.
Yes, that's absolutely true.
All right, fabulous. Okay, so tell us about the enrollment period. We understand there's been an extension of that, so explain what an enrollment period is and the extension.
Yeah, so normally the enrollment period is November 1st through December 15th, and then you need a special enrollment period to sign up if you're trying to qualify mid-year. And so often what happens is that people will go without insurance because they missed that open enrollment period. Earlier this year, President Biden signed an executive order to open up the enrollment period because of COVID-19, so many people losing coverage, missing enrollment periods, confusion, things like that, and allowed individuals to sign up February 15th through May 15th. And even as we speak, over the last week or so, there's been talks about extending the special enrollment period even further into the year. And I know that there's an executive order through healthcare.gov, and the state is working on those details as well. But up until recently, it's until May 15th, and now even further.
Explain scratch that. Have you had individuals end up contacting GHP for the first time? You know, maybe they were covered by a company, but the pandemic or something else changed that situation, and now they're looking for health insurance.
Yes, we're noticing about 50% of our enrollments right now are actually coming from people who haven't had insurance in years or are taking advantage of this COVID SEP special enrollment period that's going on right now.
All right, so that's happening right at the moment. So many people are doing that. Well, just give us feel perfectly free to give us a pitch what's covered under GHP, or you know precisely how do you determine what will be covered depending upon the plan you select and how to enroll.
Yeah. So one of the things that's important about getting individual health insurance is knowing that preventative care is going to be covered on the individual exchange more than let's say some sort of limited benefit or short-term plan that you'd think you'd be saving on premiums. Things like mammograms, colonoscopies, vaccinations, yearly physicals, There's all kinds of cholesterol checks. There's a whole number of things that are covered under Affordable Care Act plans through the marketplaces that you're not going to be able to get on one of these other plans. One of the ways that you enroll is by contacting GHP directly. You can go on to geisingermarketplace.com, or you can call us directly, at 1-800-918-5154, and you can go to penny.com directly as well.
All right, thank you. I'm going to ask you to speak up just very slightly. I don't have quite as good a connection to you as we might normally on this show. There are ways to reduce premiums and to make sure that you're getting some subsidies. Explain that. That's really the heart of this selection process that folks are going through.
Yeah, so the subsidies normally are driven from about 150% to 400% of the poverty level. So it's based off of a household income, regardless of how many people are applying. And if you don't have affordable health insurance available to you from somewhere else, such as an employer, or maybe you have Medicare because of a disability or something like that, and you need coverage, then you can use your income through the marketplace to apply for this tax credit, which is sent to the insurance company in advance of the tax season to help cover the premium, and then you are billed for the rest. This is something that there's a lot of changes and increases that are happening this year for that. But traditionally, what's been happening is people apply for this through the marketplace directly, and then if they're eligible for more of this tax credit, they can get that in the tax season, or if they were overpaid because maybe they underestimated their income, they would pay some of it or all of it back in their taxes. It's important to keep your income up to date with the marketplace, with Penny.
Tell us about how many people end up with these subsidies. Give us an idea of maybe percentages that along that line.
It's about 80% of the people that do apply end up being eligible for subsidies, or even higher. That number does change slightly year to year, but it's over 80% that we've seen.
All right. You mentioned also some other aspects of this, Medicaid and children's health insurance programs, how they interact with Geisinger.
So typically if your income is on the lower side, so if you're below that 150% of the poverty level, you are sent to Medicaid. And you could contact your county assistants directly or go to one of the websites there, Compass websites, to help apply for a Medicaid program directly. If you are denied Medicaid, you can then come back to the marketplace and apply again and see if there are still subsidies available. CHIP, anybody under the age of 19 is pretty much going to be eligible for CHIP unless the income is on the higher side. Most families that do qualify for the subsidies to help pay for the insurance, their children are going to be sent to CHIP. And then, of course, Medicare is 65 and older or 2 years full disability.
Lots of people may have just a period of time in their life or may have had years or maybe their whole life where they say, I don't want health insurance at all or I can't afford it at all. Tell us about the fate of those individuals.
Yeah, some of the worst stories I heard about this actually happened over this past open enrollment period, where an individual had called me and said that they, just that case, and they said that they were working on a $150,000 life flight bill, this man, his spouse, is going through a very difficult time. I think that right now is not the time to be messing around with not having coverage because of the need to make sure that you're covered in case you have a high expensive hospital bill.
All right. Well, we've covered some of the frequently asked questions. What are some other commonly asked questions that you would use to try to give people a real clear idea on what the Geisinger Health Plan is all about, how it is a viable option within Penny?
Right. So we are here to help, and I know there's a lot of confusion about, individuals need to do this on their own, need to go to Penny on their own and do this, and that they're afraid because they're getting thousands of phone calls a day, a week, because they went to the wrong website or because they put their phone number in somewhere. One of the important things that you can do is contact GHP directly and get the information. If you want to apply by yourself online, that's perfectly fine. We are here to help, to provide you with the information that you need, to help get you the estimates, even get you set up to work on that application. We're also here to help you with that application as well, so that way you don't end up in the wrong place, or maybe help you understand a bit about putting in the right income and things like that.
This is going to sound like an unanswerable question, but one of our listeners says, how much does health insurance cost? So give us a full explanation about how you can estimate or, even answer that question.
That depends on your age, your location, and your income. Typically, the older you are, the more expensive it is. But as well, the higher your premium and depending on your income, the higher your subsidy is as well, and there are that the subsidies are in place to kind of move as your income changes and even as your premium goes up, and sometimes the location does affect it. So if the premiums are on the lower side in that region, the subsidies are going to be lower in that region as well.
And how does I lost the question. Sorry, I was looking at my screen here for just a quick moment. Well, we'll give you an additional moment to explain how to get in touch with you for this or other purposes in case you have questions about GHP.
Yeah, absolutely. So I did provide a phone number earlier for one of our individual lines. So we actually have one specifically for our website, which is 866-325-8108. For our Geisinger Marketplace coverage. Of course, the other number would do as well. But we have, if individuals with families, maybe they're already covered, they have coverage through the employer and they're struggling to get the right coverage for their kids, we also have, for our CHIP lines, 855-955-1441. Website is go.geisinger.org/GHP kids.
All right, and if somebody needs to contact or has a question about Geisinger Health Plan coverage, one question might be, if I have GHP, do I have to use Geisinger facilities for my care?
Absolutely not. No, we have hospital systems and doctors working with us all over the area, right down into Philadelphia and John Hopkins University. Now, you just want to watch, and just with any health insurance now trying to compete with prices, that you might find some narrower network plans. You want to make sure that if that is your interest, to make sure that there are other hospitals, you want to make sure that they are in network. But no, Geisinger does have a pretty good network in Pennsylvania.
All right. Thank you so much for your information, John. Very much appreciated. Check in from time to time with updates and new information as it changes. I think this has probably been helpful for some folks who may find this brave new world for them. So thank you, John.
Thank you.
Very much appreciate that. That is John Colombo, Individual Sales Manager at Geisinger Health Plan. We thank Joe Stender and Mark Gilger over at Geisinger making sure that we could get connected up with him this morning, talking about Penny, the state insurance exchange that has open enrollment now. And Geisinger Health Plan, just one of the options within there, but it is an option many individuals, especially around here, tend to choose. We have 38 degrees right now at WDKOK. Next up, we're going to be listening to Your Money Now.